Blog Talk Radio.
Do you believe that America has become too politically correct? Von Wiehunt speaks truth to power. Do you see the coming of our political and economic demise? Von Wiehunt speaks bluntly about the need to correct America's course quickly. And now, broadcasting from the Eagle's Nest, a man who makes no excuses for putting America first. Here's your host, Von Wiehunt the Barbarian.
America, welcome one and all to the show, the Von Wiehunt Show, the legendary, the infamous show, episode 200 tonight on this platform, Blog Talk Radio, the biggest radio station on planet Earth. And tonight's theme, the 200 infamous radio shows with a start date of March 28, 2024. We are up here in the mountains of Arizona tonight at Valhalla Studios, broadcasting live to the nation in 28 countries. We want to reach out to more nations, more people, so tell your friends, and I believe word-of-mouth advertising is the best advertising in the business. So glad you're here. Welcome to our Germanic castle on the Rhine of Germania, nestled in the mountains. We're so glad that everyone found the time during these hectic, busy, perilous times to make room for our fireside chat, America. This is pirate radio at its best. It sounds like this tonight on the Western Front of America.
Darf ich mir zunächst einmal erlauben, und ich glaube, ich spreche im Namen aller Anwesenden, und die Freude darüber zum Ausdruck zu bringen, dass Sie, Herr Feldmarschall von Rundstedt, wieder zum Oberbefehlshaber der Weststreitkräfte ernannt worden sind.
Sparen wir Reden für die Siegesfeier und kommen wir gleich zur Sache. Luftwaffenstärke?
Luftwaffenstärke, Feldmarschall.
Kurz, bitte.
That was Von Rundstedt from the great movie A Bridge Too Far. I'm learning some more German. I want to learn more. I would love to be able to speak like that fluently. That is the goal. That is the goal. And it will happen. Well, the truth will set you free, my friends. And on my show, we love the truth. Now, last week, we had the Dirty Man Safe company come on. The CEO, Howard, had a great chat with him. DirtyManSafe.com. DirtyManSafe.com. Did you get yours? Did you go and order yours with the code PATRIOT10 for your 10% discount? I got mine. Mine arrived a few days ago, and I love it. DirtyManSafe.com. Listeners of the Von Wiehunt Show get 10% off this fantastic product. You'll love it. I know you will. Well, he'll be on again. Guaranteed. The Von Wiehunt Show, it's a time for friends and fans alike of this show, exclusively presented to you on Blog Talk Radio and broadcasting live from Valhalla Studios to friend and foe alike. God, our 200th episode. on this platform. Amazing. Another mile marker, to be sure. Well, there will be 1,000 more shows on Blog Talk and on multiple platforms. I guarantee you of that. Welcome. Have you been watching the news? Bet you have. Well, the Francis Scott Key Bridge got attacked. It's kind of symbolic to me about America. Francis Scott Key, who wrote the Star Spangled Banner and other great tunes for the country. A bridge is named after him, and it gets hit by a minority crew manning the ship. Minorities who are repairing the bridge. And it was first reported by minority reporters. That's America. Snapshot 2024. It's what it is. Now we'll get to all your calls after the monologue. And our VIP guest should be here tonight, the world-famous author Steve Ubaney, who's not been on the show for about a year. We'll get all of your calls, trust me. I think about America and how it's got started. And that little story I just told you is very indicative of where America's heading, what the trend is, the tread line, the trajectory of the nation. It's very, as the Spanish would say, mucho, mucho importante, Señor Von Weehunt. See, I even know Spanish. I'm bilingual. You didn't know that, did you? Meanwhile, our nation suffers a third world invasion continuing daily in America. We will talk about it on my show, unlike many others where it's taboo. They're afraid to bring it up. They're afraid they'd be called a racist. How dare you? How dare you bring up that pesky border, those issues? Why, you're a white male in the suburbs. You're a domestic terrorist. How dare you, right? You know, that's the attitude. Screw them. We know it's the number one issue in the country right now. And no fear as we move and march forward to complete, utter victory. We will annihilate our enemies. Yeah, just think about that. The Francis Scott Key Bridge in Maryland collapses. That was so symbolic to me of America right now, socially, economically, politically, a financial and economic attack on America. Symbolism for our future, perhaps. Yeah, I think so. If you look at the tea leaves, and I'm really big on trend lines and trajectories of a company or even a person, a nation, what is your personal trajectory? Are you going up or are you going down or is your trend line stabilizing? Kind of like that thing in the movies where they have like, you know, the medical equipments by the ailing body. Then they just flatline. Off to Valhalla and Never Never Land, right? Well, on my show, I want you all to have an upward trajectory. Mind, body, spirit, soul, finances, career, your political ideology. You'll be on the cutting edge, I'm telling you. Because most people in America, well, to back up, my uncle had a great phrase for most people in America. And he would say the masses are asses. My parents always had that phrase. I love it. The masses are asses. And they are. They are now today more than ever. But most people will never pay one iota of any attention to it. They're too busy paying bills, going through the motions? And what's with all these people in these 24-hour drive-through fast food restaurants? I mean, you got all these Mac monster trucks going through McDonald's or that Cane's Chicken and at 2, 3, 4 o'clock in the morning, lined up, I swear to God, 50, 60 cars in the middle of the night. Are you people really that hungry at midnight, 1, 2 o'clock in the morning? Or are you smoking so much pot? You got the munchies, and that would make more sense than Biden's America. And once in a while, I'm like a night owl. I have erratic sleeping habits. I like it that way because no one ever knows when I'm up and when I'm down. And when I'm up, once in a while, I go for a little midnight drive. Nice and cool outside. Spring in Arizona is gorgeous. Nice, cool evenings. And I'm just amazed the people who are out, but they're all going to the damn drive-thru. Does anybody ever cook at home or grill out at home anymore? It's called a stove. It's called a fridge. I mean, these people are exactly what I'm talking about. When it hits the fan, someday it will. These people who are always going to drive-through restaurants, spending 30 to 50% more for a terrible tasting Coke, soggy, wet, cold fries, and God knows what they put in your hamburger or your chicken if you're a white male today with the minority staff smiling at you. God knows what's in that. I don't even trust the food, let alone the workers, let alone you're bringing in tons of exhaust from the drive-thru. You just sit there like sitting ducks waiting to get that, spend $20 of your hard-earned money on crap. It's not even food. I just marvel at these things. And I just go home and grab an apple from the fridge, tide you over, cost me about 10 cents. Jeez. These people are not going to make it. They're just not going to make it there. They're going to get slaughtered. They get hungry. There's no drive-thrus open. They shut those down. They're screwed. What are they going to do for food? My God. Well, getting back to politics for a moment, that's just my little rant there. I am the ultimate observer of life. As a lady once told me, you are the ultimate observer, Von Wiegand. And she was a numerologist who came on to my KFNX show. And she did a reading on the air of me. Very interesting. And we spoke, had a great time. Now, I've just been told that there might be some technical difficulties coming up. If there is, hang on. We will come back to the show. I guarantee it. And if you get lost, come back, find the show. But I was just notified that right now. So we're going to hang on here and hope it all works out fantastic, as usual. You come to the best show on planet Earth. We'll be right back. Anvil of Krom from Conan the Barbarian. Well, for some reason, the studio board in Chicago screwed up our live feed. So if you're on, I still see you. And it's real strange because we had a two-hour live feed again for the show, and they cut the live feed. Very interesting. More electronic harassment, because I know this show is so that they're all set up for a two-hour live feed per the contract, and they cut us down to like 20 minutes, and now we're in overtime, believe it or not. So what we'll do is we'll go this way, and then towards the end, I'll come back on when this is over in about 50 minutes, and we'll do part two of the show just live. And we'll do it like that. Wow. Interesting. Well, unfortunately, the American government under Biden wants the violent Haitian refugees to come to America. This is what the parasite elites want. They want a peasant third world slave class who will do their bidding. Sure, they want the white man's technology, things like that, but right now, they really want ideology. They'll run America in the ground to get that control over the people. Told you last week, as you already know this, I have a smart audience, that once they bring in millions of people from all over the world, Mexican border, Canadian border, watch it as well. Haiti, they're going to dump him over in Florida. DeSantis, coming your way, baby. We're getting all the Gaza Palestinians, millions more Africans who hate whiting, who heard about the genocide of whites in South Africa. They're all coming over, too. And if you're not getting ready for the inevitable clash of cultures, seriously, then God loves you, baby. Good luck out there. Be sure to duck when the bullets start flying. And you thought there was violence in the history books. Nobody wants to get violent unless you have to. But in the future, you may have to. They're setting these pins up for complete demolition of the country. They want to wipe out the white European race in America. Period. Dot. Decimal point. That's the end goal. We have a uniparty clown show in D.C. The Rhino Cuts will, as always, do absolutely nothing. And all they ever tell you is they robocall you to death and ask for more money, right? And they always remind you, hey, we're the lesser of two evils. You know, we're the loyal opposition. And yeah, we suck. And yeah, we are horrible. We lose lots of elections. But by God, we always stand on our principles. Don't you get it? We're the lesser of two evils. You got to give us more money. See? Big money grab. Bunch of grifters who don't want to rule. Weak, weak, weak. I don't care who they fire up there. It's the same party. I should know. I used to be a member of the Republican Party. Thank God. I never gave them one dime. Thank God for that. But, and that goes for Trump, too. I don't give money to billionaires. He's got enough money. Trump media, are you kidding me? The guy's now worth $5 billion in counting. God, what a country. I just sit back and watch it burn. Hate to say it, but, you know, you look at America today, when you have all these world governments, world organizations, WEF, corporations, the mass media, they all speak with one voice, and they stigmatize free speech and any kind of dissent they label as bigotry. Well, when that happens, like right now, you know communism has arrived to your nation. Right now, it's a softer version of it. That's understandable. Public schools groom children for pedophiles, all kinds of degeneracy, drag queen story hours, stuff like that. And when corporations promote behavior and they indoctrinate you with diversity, equity, and inclusion policies. And when you see the faggots, the homosexuals in your society even acknowledge now and tell you, I've seen several on Twitter, they say, yes, we know our lifestyle is sick and degenerate. We know that. Then something in America is very sinister and nefarious, and it's going on before our very eyes. That's why I told you years ago, get in areas where you feel safe. That was the time, and right now, to move while you still can. If you got to move, if you're surrounded by enemies, people that hate you, your white skin color, they don't like you because you're maybe a white nationalist, a white Christian, or whatever. You're of European descent. If you feel surrounded, you better go. Because it's only going to get worse for you. It's not going to get any better. How do I know this? Well, one, I'm a very smart guy. I am not the smartest in the room, but I have a lot of common sense. And what I see is millions and millions of third world people coming over the border, black and brown descent. They don't like you. If you're white or European, they're moving to your town and city, you're going to be surrounded. That's why years ago, I came out to Arizona, where I knew it would never really get much below 75% European heritage out west. In this area especially, we're probably around 80%. If you factor in the white Hispanic. And that made sense to me. And you should also do the same. Well, tonight, again, Steve Mubaney should be calling in. Looking forward to that. We have a lot to chat about. The Caucasian race, to be blunt, are the producers and the builders. Nobody else. We have the latest technology, leadership, defense, masters, finance. Without Caucasians, America and Europe would be just like Africa, backward, primitive, going down the drain. Now, a lot of people will talk about the 13 colonies, the founding fathers. It's all good stuff. But did you know the 13 colonies were known collectively as a confederacy back in their day? A confederacy. Now, where have you heard that? Civil War, right? They created and gave authority to our republic, which has morphed into the big Babylonian or the big separate U.S. corporation. Now, we changed a lot since 1776, obviously. And that's okay. There's always going to be ebb and flow, change in life. But where we're at right now, historians will look back, and this will be called the Trump era. We are on a very, very interesting timeline. And this election coming up, I don't think it's the most important election, but it is pivotal in many ways. We have a lot of very powerful people listening to this very powerful radio show. We're blasting through the airwaves. Mach 5 all over the world. Did you know that we have Trump people listening to the show tonight? Yes, we do. Many campaigns are listening in. Caroline Leavitt, who is Trump's 2024 National Press Secretary, is now following the show, following me on Gab, and listening to you out there in Radio Land. Yeah, we're being followed by Caroline Leavitt. Google that name. She is instrumental in the Trump campaign. That's a big name that went public in listening to this infamous and legendary show. Well, boy, we've got a good show for you tonight. Again, if we get cut out in 45 minutes, we'll come right back on. I guarantee it. Welcome to the legendary Von Wiehan Show. We are the kids in America. Steve O'Baniel is going to be coming in from the green room here shortly to be on the show. Well, I would say this, America, you became tolerant of their degeneracy only for them to become intolerant of your values. You pretended that they were your equal only for them to tell you that they were your superior. There is no greater myth than the proposition of an amicable coexistence between opposing cultures, what I talked about a few minutes ago. Are you ready for the culture clash? It's coming. One culture must always dominate the other, as in nature, as in history. There is no what the leftists like to call peaceful coexistence. You can either conform to those who are wielding power, or you can take power. No middle ground here. America will see a clash of cultures like never before. It's not about us having, taco stands or Mexican restaurants, stuff like that, or Chinese food. It's about millions and millions of people who don't belong here, who do not have a claim on America. Now, the Democrats will tell you that America is for everybody. It's for everybody in the world, right? That's their bottom line. And I love boiling things down to their finest essence. The German in me. He went to break it down, dissect it, and then build it back up like a damn piece of machinery. The best machinists were Germans, by the way, in the Midwest. Still are. Up there in Ohio, Pennsylvania, Indiana, you name it. And then we'll try to get him on here. Okay, so Steve can't get on. He's saying he's trying to get on. We will tell him we're having tech difficulties tonight. And that's what we're going to tell him. So this is sort of a weird show in the way that they cut our live stream. And so what we'll do, we'll finish this out, and then we'll let Steve know when he can come back on, and then we'll get him on. He's out there in New York, so they're like 3 hours ahead, way ahead of us in the time zones. So it's pushing midnight there in upstate New York. That's where we're at. So let's get right to the phones. While we're going to bring Steve on maybe in part two, if he's still awake and still alive, let's bring on the gunslinger. We got the gladiator in the green room also, and EMP. Let's get a gladiator rant going. How are you doing, sir? Welcome to the show tonight.
Well, isn't things just going just absolutely wonderful? Yeah, right. Well, I do want to elate on that ship that hit that bridge. Okay, there's so many things that are going on the internet and Google and all this stuff. Oh, it's a conspiracy theory. It was deliberately done. Blah 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 blah. Let me put a little facts on your plate there. Okay, number one. The maintenance history of that ship is in question. They've had numerous violations on the propulsion system of that ship. That means the engine. Okay. Now, when you have a ship like that is going 10 miles an hour, we're going to get a little physics lesson here real fast. In hell that you are going to stop that ship in less than a mile to 2 miles. I don't care if you reverse engines. I don't care if you drop the anchor. You can drop your foot over and drag the bottom of the ocean. You ain't stopping that ship because that thing weighs 150,000 tons. That's over a quarter million pounds. Okay, and it's doing 10 miles an hour. Okay, so the forward momentum alone, it's not going to stop on a dime. It's just like a train. You think a train's going to stop on a dime? No. It's the same physics. It's the same physics at work there. Now, you can clearly see in that video, you can see that huge amount of black smoke that's coming out of the smokestacks. Okay, that's diesel. Okay, because it's a diesel engine, single prop, diesel engine. Now, my theory is they were trying to reverse engines or the transmission. It's not they don't physically reverse the rotation of the diesel. It goes to the transmission. They were trying to do that. That indicates an engine being under heavy load or flooded. Now, I'm not a diesel mechanic, but I've been around engines my entire life, especially a diesel. When you either flood it or it's under full power, it's going to blast that black smoke out. Ever been behind a bus? Ever been see a caterpillar when it's bulldozing dirt and everything? That's just black as black smoke coming out of that stack. When you have an engine that had, I think it said it was 40-something thousand horsepower. Okay, it's a big son of a bitch.
Yeah.
55,630 horsepower. That's going to put a lot of black smoke out. I mean, this thing is huge. It's humongous. So, you know, they said, well, you know, it's a conspiracy. They did it deliberately. No, they didn't. Machines break down. There may be a 2% deliberate out of 100, maybe, if that. Machines break down. Haven't your car ever broke down? Your battery went dead? Or the damn thing wouldn't start? It's a machine. Machines break down. And they will break down. And they will continue to break down. Okay? No matter what you do. So there was nothing that they could really do. Even I think that thing had bow thrusters, too. But at that speed, the bow thrusters were basically useless. Okay? So...
Right.
You know, it was going to hit anyway. It was going to, I think it was going a little too fast. I mean, 10 miles an hour for a big ship like that, that's hauling ass for a big ship like that. So, you know, there's, you know, it's no aliens, you know, turn something off and directed the ship directly to that pylon and all that stuff. And luckily, I was reading on some of the other news sites that the police was able to stop the traffic on both sides. Now, those other construction workers did get drowned, no doubt. But I don't think any of the traffic on the bridge was, you know, the traffic had already moved off of the water part of the bridge. It only took out about 1,000 feet. The whole bridge didn't collapse, like they said. Oh, yeah. The whole bridge is down. No, that bridge is a mile and a half long. Only 1,000 feet of it that crossed the river is the one that collapsed. So they'll have that thing back up in probably, I'd say about 2 weeks. They'll either cut it up with cutting torches or they'll blast it, you know, using, you know, detonation to get the waterway clear so they can open that port back up.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to mess up the supply chain. No, it's not. The ships that were trapped in the port, they're going to be offloaded on the trucks or trains to transport their goods to another port. And the ones that were waiting outside, they can't get in anymore, they're going to be rerouted someplace else. They're not just going to sit there.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's not a big deal as big as people are making it out to be. It's a knee-jerk reaction. Stop knee-jerking, for God's sakes. Look at the facts. Do the research.
Stop knee-jerking out there, America. Just stop it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Love it. God. Well,
so you
think it's a complete accident. Nothing nefarious about it. Not a terrorist attack. Okay.
Nah.
All right.
I mean, look.
Okay.
If they wanted
you could be right.
If they wanted a terrorist attack, listen. That thing happened at, what was it, 1:30 in the morning, okay? Maybe five people going across that bridge in the morning. During the day, and I was reading just a while ago, there's 33,000 people crossing that bridge during the day, during rush hour. If it was a terrorist attack, wouldn't you think that you would target during rush hour to get the biggest bang for your buck?
Well, you'd think
you would.
So.
If you're a terrorist.
Unless they were incompetent terrorists. That is my theory. If they wanted us to do, maybe they were on a schedule, they got behind, and they said, well, screw it, let's just do as much damage as we can and attack America. Who knows?
There's always that possible. Who knows? But
people do strange things.
They do strange things. But seeing it from a techie and a mechanical part, you know,
true.
It looks like it's just an accident. I mean, my God, there's accidents that happen all over the country every second. Okay?
I know.
Of something
true.
Sliding or collapsing or running off or something. So, you know, it's just until, and they do have the black boxes down. I was surprised. That ship did have a black box on board, so maybe they'll be able to get all the data to see exactly what went wrong. And I guarantee you it's going to be what I just said. You know, lost power for some reason, something, you know, happened and they couldn't control
it.
And when you get that size of a object out of control, you're pretty much fucked. It's going to go where it wants to. It's going to go where it wants to. Okay? There ain't a damn thing you can do to stop it. Okay? So, you know.
God.
That's my theory, you know.
I like
I'm sticking to it.
Well, you know what? It makes sense. I mean, everybody is always quick to say it's nefarious. It's a secret society. You know, again, I believe there's a lot of that does go on. Most conspiracy theories come true. That's the part of the news they don't tell you. Most of them do come true. COVID jab was a conspiracy theory. And the conspiracy theory was that if you take it, you're going to die because it has bad things in it. You know, mRNA, the list goes on and on, all the crap they put in that. And that's been found to be true. There is a lot of people who have died after taking the shot. Now, the latest big example is, you know, the Princess of Wales over there in Great Britain. She made her commercial, you know, William's wife, and she took the shot, and she's not feeling so hot. What do you think about that?
Well, it's a slow way to kill human beings. They knew exactly what this crap does. Okay, come on. We supposedly put a man on the moon, and a little laugh at that one, maybe. That's a 50-50, if that's true, okay? And we've done all these great and wonderful things, built all kinds of structures, built all kinds of fabulous cities from the ground up, using marvelous technology. But yet, you gotta take it to see what's in it. Where did I hear that from? Oh, you got to pass the bill to see what's in it. Remember that one? That's a fucking joke.
Right.
Okay. So, it is a dangerous thing that they did. And it goes back to show you that it's just a merely thing, genocide. They're trying to create genocide on this planet. They think there's too many freaking people in the world, okay?
Yep.
And they want to control the globalists and the, you know, the dumb fucks, the crazy nuts, the insane and the membrane people. Like the fucking Jews, okay?
Insane in the membrane. Love that.
Insane in the membrane, okay? They want it all. They don't want you to have shit. They want you to live in a shithole. They don't want you to have any money. They don't want you to do nothing but use all your labor, whatever you have, to them, like a king. You know, that's what the king did.
That's right.
They had all their servants
out there.
You know, serve the king. Well,
peasants,
fuck you, king.
Serfs.
You know? and in today's society, it's the fucking, it's today's society, it's the goddamn Jew king that we're serving. How you like them?
Right. I like those apples. In fact, I mean, they should just, you know, I just believe in honesty and transparency, and I love truth. Would you, you know, let's just face it, when you... You get your military guys, you get your new recruits, just get rid of the Bible, bring over the Jewish Torah. Just, guys, stand in the line, raise your right hand, and have the biggest flag behind the Army recruiter and say, you hereby pledge your blood, your treasure, your children to the state of Israel. Repeat it to me.
Obey.
I will fight for Israel. My kids, I pledge their blood and their life and all of our family treasure to the state of Israel. Why? Because they're the chosen ones, right?
That's right.
That's pretty much what they say. That's
pretty
much
it. It is, yeah.
They just came out and said,
remember, you know.
But they,
remember,
they just love to couch it. Go, oh, no, we didn't mean that. Oh, no. I go, no, that's exactly what you meant. I just brought it out.
Exactly what
you meant. That's exactly what you effing meant.
That's it.
Do I even have the American flag? And I would put the Israeli flag in all the mall recruiting offices across the nation. In fact, guys should walk in and just set up the flag. Here's your Israeli flag. The sergeant goes, huh? No, here's the flag. I thought I'd buy you a new flag. Well, how dare you? Well, that's where you want to send my son and my daughter. Fight for Israel. Oh, it may be Syria, Iran. It's still fighting for Israel. They love that. And they're mad that you figured out the scam. They are really pissed off about that. How dare you figure out the scam? They've been running for 100 years now.
It's just like that little Jew bitch. How dare you?
How dare you? Little Greta.
Little Greta.
Little bitch.
Lipshade Jew bitch. Okay. So, you know, these people like said, They think that they're the chosen few, and they're not. That's the most craziest,
they're not,
ludicrous damn thing that you could ever prop in your entire head. They killed God. They crucified the boss.
So how
they
can they be the chosen ones?
The entity that we call God. Okay, because there's only one. Okay, and they knew who that was. Okay, the Jewish prophets, come on, give me a freaking break. Okay, so, you know, they did it, and that has tarnished the entire race of the Jew. Okay, look how they're whining all the time. Look who whines. Hey, Jew. Look at the smut films that come out of Hollywood. Jews. Look at the credits.
Oh, I know.
What do you expect?
I know.
You know,
what do you expect? Well, my thing as a kid, I always used to ask this, and no, I used to stump my teachers. Again, I just look at the lies, and I go, how could they be the chosen ones if they killed the Son of God? And the whole class would go,
right.
Oh, my God. And I never thought of it like that before. And I go, oh, my God.
Yeah.
And the teachers say, oh, yeah, how dare you? We don't even bring it up. I'm going, think about it. How can they be the chosen one if they killed the Son of God? And I would repeat myself to very adamant, and they would go, well, let's move on to the next chapter. The teacher couldn't answer the question. Like a South Park episode. I have these whoppers, really, I've always believed that it's a talk radio show. It is true that if you're succinct in your question, it is the brevity, as they say, of wit, because I just boil it down. You can't have it both ways. What most Americans don't know, Israel has a right to exist. I've always said that. But the Jews there, Ashkenazi Jews, Khazarian Jews, they are not descendants of the original 12 tribes of Israel. They're not.
That's right.
Every study, they have less than 1% blood. Less than 1%. They're all from the steppe of Russia. They're all from the Caucasus. They came down and they adopted Judaism. They are not related to the biblical Jews. They like to think they are, and that's the big con game. Big scam. Not related.
Okay.
It is what it is. You know.
It is.
So,
the truth hurts. The truth hurts. The truth absolutely hurts.
The truth hurts.
There's so many conspiracy things and unanswered questions with the moon landing, with 9/11, and the Kennedy assassination. Okay,
oh, yeah.
There's so many unanswered questions that nobody wants to fucking address those unanswered questions. And they are legitimate, common sense, logistical questions. But nobody wants to answer
right.
them. It's like,
you're afraid,
you know, who filmed the astronauts? Who filmed that?
Right.
Okay?
Nobody, I put that in the
thinks,
chat room.
Nobody thinks. Yeah.
Just, my mind is very, I will admit, it's wired differently than the masses. And thank God. But that's a blessing and a curse. Because the masses, I've always noticed that. I get how they think. But everyone views the moon and they go, oh, wow, it's great. We're on the moon. And I'm going, wait a minute. Who's filming it? Who filmed the little capsule for NASA coming down, which they always show you before
yep.
Neil Armstrong stepped on the moon? And they go,
I'll give
I
you
never thought of that. There was not a camera there.
Where's the camera?
It was a
yeah.
Hollywood movie well, set, folks. That's your camera action.
I'll give you even more that will really float your boat. When they said that, when the thing was landing, this booner lander, whatever they call it, okay, you're riding a rocket engine. People don't really know, don't realize that. You're riding a rocket engine with at least 2,500 or 5,000 pounds of thrust. That's the force that comes out of a rocket engine. It's like a jet engine, same thing. Okay? Now, they claim that the moon's surface is like a fine powder. It's almost like talcum
right.
powder is what they claim. Okay? So, if this thing was landing with all that directional force straight down, where's the blast crater? Where's the dust all over those seats?
I know.
I don't know, but I don't know if you've ever had the chance to witness the test of a rocket engine. I did one time down here at NASA,
mm-hmm.
down here in Texas, out at the NASA
Power.
Place down in Houston. We was going
right.
on our way down to Florida one time, and we stopped in at that NASA museum down there. And it was a test area too that they tested
mm-hmm.
the rocket engines, right?
Mm-hmm.
We just happened to be just at the right time at the right freaking place. All of a sudden, over the PA system said, everybody go out to the buses. We're going out to the bleachers, and they're fixed to test a rocket for the space shuttle. Oh, my God. We
yeah.
looked at each other. Wow. We went out there about 3 miles in this big old huge building that's about 8 stories tall, which is anchored 400 feet into the ground with concrete so the damn thing doesn't take off. And we got to sit there and witness that thing. You would stand in front of that thing, and you'd be immediately vaporized.
Oh, you would
and
be.
We was a good 4,000 yards away from it, and the ground shook.
Yeah.
It's just one engine. So you tell
I know.
Me where's this blast crater? If that was turned down, that thing would blast itself to China, for God's sake. It's so powerful.
Well, what caught me was
the
astronauts' uniforms. Right. They're always so pristine
yeah.
in those films. Nice
and
pressed white astronaut, no dust,
yes.
you're clean. And also, I put in the chat room, there was just recently, well, it's been talked about before, but the moon rocks in many museums around the world have been tested,
yeah.
and it's petrified wood from Arizona. It's not moon rocks. It's petrified wood. We have the petrified
wood.
Forest. That is east
yeah.
of Flagstaff. I know. I've been there. And they look like little moon
yeah.
rocks. How about those out?
Yeah.
God, guys, they're
well,
a great call,
well,
man.
Okay. The only one thing that's going to save America is what comes out of the end of the barrel of a gun. There you go. Have a nice night.
Love it. Love it, sir. Have a great night. Appreciate it, man. The Gunslinger, folks. We'll get to the Gladiator. Next, and then EMP. But as a kid, I was always really into the Art Bell show. And he had this one guy on called the Area 51 Caller. And this is about a minute long. I found it on the internet. And I thought you would get a kick out of it. From the old Art Bell show, Coast to Coast, which I used to listen to it 2 and 3 o'clock in the morning. Love it.
Online, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello, Art. Hi. I don't have a whole lot of time. I've kind of been running across the country. Former employee. I was let go on a medical discharge. They'll triangulate on this position really, really soon. Aliens. Extra-dimensional beings. They are not what they claim to be. They have infiltrated a lot of aspects of the military establishment, particularly the Area 51. The disasters that are coming, the government knows about them. Military infiltrate.
I heard that live when it came on. This guy was calling frantically, talking about aliens, and he said they were trying to kill him, federal agents. And Art Bell had a lot of wild calls like that. I think many of them were legitimate, to be honest with you, because back in the 80s especially, there was a lot of hoopla about that, Men in Black, stuff like that. Well, let's get to the Gladiator. Talk about the Men in Black. The Men in Black suits in Vegas, Goodfellas style and all that. Gladiator, welcome to the show. Did you go to DirtyManSafe.com last week? I know you did. Hello? Are you there? Hello, hello? Going once? Going twice? Going thrice? And it's gone. Well, we'll get back to you. Let's get to EMP in the swamps of Louisiana. Are you there, sir?
Howdy. I am here, boss. How you doing tonight, man?
What's going on?
Not too much. Remember when we talked about, what was it, 2 weeks ago, about who's going to be the vice president, right? When Trump offers, who it should be? And we said white, European male, right? Correct?
Right.
So now the rumors are J.D. Vance from Ohio. He's white, he's male, and he's European. And get this,
yep.
And his wife is white and European. And
How dare you have a white wife? He's supposed to have an interracial, multiracial wife in America. How dare he?
I mean, look, it would make sense if it were J.D. Vance. Yeah.
Right.
You know, it would definitely make sense. It would assuage a lot of the fears. And let the Democrats have all the first woman, first, you know, Hispanic, first black, first. Who cares? Let them have all the first.
Let them have all that crap.
They can have all the first. At some point, the Republicans are going to elect a black or a Hispanic or whatever. You know, it's going to happen at some point.
Right.
Let them have it, okay? But that's all I got to say on that. Now, as far as what Gunslinger was talking about the moon landing and stuff, think about it this way, okay? Go back and watch the movie Apollo 13, right? And we know that whole story. They were supposed to go to the moon. They had a burst, a malfunction or something in the rocket that – when they stirred the oxygen and all that stuff. We know that story. One of the things that was on that ship was a video camera. So just remember, they made a point to show in the movie that they had to slingshot around the moon to get themselves back to Earth, right? So, and what did they do as they were slingshotting themselves around the moon? They took a picture, a so-called picture or a video of where they were supposed to have gone on that mission, from Oro, whatever it is. And, oh, by the way, there was a flag there, and you could see the this and the that, you know, and,
right,
you know, all that stuff. But, again, is that real? Is that, I mean, yeah, sure. Yeah, sure, the whole thing with the, things can happen, right? Things can happen with
sure.
that type of machinery. There can be
right.
malfunctions. There can be, you know, things that cause a blow up in an oxygen tank or whatever. That can happen. I'm not saying it can't. I'm just saying when they go around the back of the moon and take a picture of that place where they supposedly landed, and you see all the supposed stuff that's there, there's a reason why they had that pic, that moon, that thing on that camera on that spaceship. You know?
Right.
So think about it. I mean, if they didn't,
there's a lot of weird things, man, with the moon landing. I'm telling you, a lot of weird things, a lot of weird happenings. And to this day, Buzz Aldrin, you know, at every interview, he'll smirk and give you a funny look when they ask him, did you walk on the moon? He never answers in the affirmative. Watch that. Watch his mannerisms, his body language. Very suspect. He'll hem all around. He'll say, well, it'd be great if somebody did, and the world, and then maybe we would have world peace. He'll say something poetic, but he does not say, I walked on the moon, you see in the sky. He's never said it like that.
The other thing, we talk about, Gunslinger talked about the rocket and stuff like that, but think about
right.
The guy supposedly hit a golf ball. Now, you're not going to find that golf ball. If it actually happened, you're not going to find that golf ball in space, right? It's going to, no gravity and all that stuff, right? And it's going to be gone
right.
forever, and wherever it's going, it's gone. It's gone, right? So you're not going to find the golf ball, but what you're going to find, if it's real, if the moon landing is real, what you're going to find is a little hole in the moon where the guy put the tee so he could hit the golf ball. That's what
yeah.
you're going to find, you know? And like Gunn said, if it's supposedly that fine material like powder, well, you're still going to find that little hole for that tee if it's real, you know?
Right.
And like I said, I'm not saying that Apollo 13 didn't happen. Apollo 13 likely did happen, just not the way they said it did in the movie.
Right. I know.
You know?
I know.
A lot of that stuff, I mean, think about it. How did they know what to put together on that ship? Exactly what to put together to make a jury-rigged breathing filter for oxygen, for CO2, to get the CO2 down in the module. How did they know you got to put a sock and a this and a that and whatever, and whatever, all this stuff together that they just sort of happen to have lying around on that spaceship, you know, to make a square peg fit into a round hole, right?
Oh, I know.
How did they know that they had that? How did they know they would be able to do that in Houston at the time? Because that's where Mission Control was at the time. It was in Houston, you know. Okay, we gotta figure out how to do this, this, and this to have them be able to breathe correctly. Right.
Right. Well, you know, there's two separate space agencies. There's NASA,
yep.
and there's the Secret Space Program, which most
yep.
Americans have
yep.
never heard about. we have not, we have been on Mars for 20 or 30 years. We've been on the moon for many years as well, decades.
Yep.
We supposedly have bases on Venus that far out. And it's amazing when you go to the secret space program on YouTube or you Google it, you'll get a wealth of information. It's all out there. Remember, everything is on the internet if you know where to look. But it's fascinating. That's your homework assignment, is to research that, because I have. And if you love, and I love a good mystery, you love that this kind of stuff, oh, it'll blow the moon landing out of the off the face of the moon once you get into the secret space program. That's where the
right.
real action is.
I mean, we've been sending things out into space for a while now. And things it started when we started
50 years.
Sending things out to Mars. Out to Mars, right? And
right.
I will guarantee you there's at least some sort of a base on Mars of some sort.
Yeah, we already have bases there. We already have bases there. When they show you that little rover, that's all for the kids. There are actual military bases on Mars. U.S. Yeah. military, U.S. And that's why Trump started the U.S. Space Force, was to beef that up and just make it official. If you really want to get, you know, and really think about it, that was one little government thing of disclosure when they came out with the U.S. Space Force. They have the Air Force. They told you we have a new military branch called the Space Force. And no one quite knows what they do. But in my view, they manage the interplanetary bases that we already have. And that's
absolutely.
Why we have a $34.5 trillion in debt to pay for it all.
Right. And think about this. Okay. I'm a big comic book fan, all right? And at one point, the Justice League had a moon base. Well, where do you think the writers of these comic books got the idea for the Justice League to have a moon base?
That's right. It's called Operation Mockingbird. The CIA uses comic books and mass media to get out the message. They're telling you indirectly what they're already doing. Well, EMP, thanks so much, man, for the call. Have a great night. Appreciate it, buddy. EMP folks from Louisiana, great call there. Well, we're about to end our overtime segment. We're going to come back, and we're going to get a new show off the ground. Wait for the studio here. I think legal immigrants and illegals both are a drain on the American society. They both drive down our wages, and they use and clog up valuable services that they pay virtually nothing into. And all truth passes through three critical stages. At first, it is ridiculed. Secondly, it is violently opposed, which we see now. Third, it is accepted, self-evident. Writer and poet, Arthur Schopenhauer. The invaders coming over our border are a direct emergency to our nation. Or I would tell you what is left of it. We're so glad you're here for our overtime segment tonight. We will come back. I guarantee you I shall return here momentarily for a new show. Look forward on Blog Talk Radio. Good night.